This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Help wanted must be willing to relocate to dusty small town. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Today, President Trump is in Phoenix for a rally where he will try to score points on immigration and a border wall. Hiring for border guards is taking a while, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
In his first week in office, the president issued an executive order to hire 5,000 more border agents. Thing is, the country is losing them. Nearly 20,000 agents are on the payroll now, but the numbers fall in the last 6 years. One survey shows morale is down. There's attrition. And retired Border Patrol manager Victor Manjarres Jr. says it's always hard to get people to live and work in tiny border towns.
You know, the spouse looks at the website, looks at the Chamber of Commerce website, looks at the town and say, hey, this is really small. I'm not interested in going.
One proposal to ease the hiring is to ditch the polygraph test for some applicants. But whistleblowers say there are already corrupt agents who take bribes, for instance, and this could make it worse. Duncan Wood at the Wilson Center think tank in D.C. asks, do we really need more agents?
It is getting tougher and tougher to come into the United States. Less and less people are, in fact, trying to do that from the southern border.
He says on this issue, Washington often acts before doing the analysis. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
We've entered the season for phone upgrades, starting this week with the launch of Samsung's Galaxy Note 8. The new iPhone is next month. Google's Pixel 2 is in October. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
Over the past decade, smartphones have made a lot of advances.
The phones have been getting bigger, brighter, faster, more pixels, better cameras, better audio, and all of those hardware things that make us ooh and ah.
That's Julie Ask with Forrester Research. She expects to see more hardware improvements with new phones coming out from Apple, Samsung, and Google. But she says consumers who upgrade every year instead of every couple of years may not be blown away.
So from my perspective, we don't see really what I would call game-changing features that are really obvious to the consumer.
Consumers are increasingly focused not just on incremental hardware improvements, but what they can do with their new phones. Anthony Scarsella with the market intelligence company IDC says that means things like
music streaming services, video, mobile payments, all that stuff.
He says otherwise, in terms of performance, smartphones at the high end are mostly running a lot of the same parts underneath. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
The European Union's antitrust watchdog today launched a probe into German chemical maker Bayer's planned buyout of U.S. agribusiness giant Monsanto. The EU's worried a merger might drive up prices of seeds and pesticides. Brought to you by the Federal Reserve of Kansas City, a big meeting of central bankers and policy experts in the Grand Tetons, Wyoming, starting today. Now, if you're thinking this symposium would be about as fun as watching a coat of Benjamin Moore semi-gloss evaporate, oh, come on. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell is following this. Hi there.
Hi, David. Now, what's wrong with watching paint dry? Sometimes it can be very exciting.
Well, sometimes news is broken at the big conference in Wyoming each year. What's the history on this?
Sometimes the Federal Reserve has used this meeting to signal a major change in monetary policy back in 2010. Remember quantitative easing? And this was the bond buying program of the Federal Reserve, sort of a radical move that was announced by Ben Bernanke. Rumors have been going around about this upcoming Jackson Hole meeting that Mario Draghi, he's the head of the European Central Bank, he's going to make an announcement that the European Central Bank is going to start unwinding its quantitative easing. So much so that there was a story earlier in the week in Reuters where the staff of the European Central Bank were saying, no, no, this is not true. He's going to talk about economic growth. So this meeting counts.
All right. I'll be on the edge of my seat. It's like the World Series and the Super Bowl wrapped up into one. But what do you think? I mean, the chair of the Federal Reserve is not going to come out at this Jackson Hole meeting and say, you know, I'm really going to raise interest rates one more time and it'll be in December. That's not how it's going to work.
But is she expressing a little more caution about this notion of another rate hike? Because, David, the inflation rate is coming down and everyone expected, OK, they're going to raise the rate one more time. They've given these strong signals. But now the Fed seems to be more of a house divided. Hey, inflation's weakening. Does that mean a weakening economy? Look at this backdrop of what's happening with the stock markets. Perhaps we want to be a little more cautious.
And listen, I think we can all agree about the general thrust of this conference. It's labeled fostering a dynamic global economy. We can all sign aboard that thesis. What do they mean, fostering a dynamic global economy? What are they talking about besides interest rates?
You know, I think in this current environment, what they're really talking about is how can we distribute the gains of global trade. But because of this rising tide of protectionism and populism, and particularly the America First movement under President Donald Trump, how can we spread the gains of globalization better? I think that's going to be a major thesis.
All right, Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor. His attention and mine will be riveted on any news that comes out of Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks a lot, David.
And a butterfly beats a wing in the rainforest and the weather changes near you. In this case, it was a deadly cyclone which hit Madagascar in February. 30% of the vanilla crop was wiped out. Now the price of the bean has hit a record high $600 per kilo. This is now causing fancy vanilla ice cream prices to skyrocket. Now you learned how to synthesize vanillin in chemistry class, right? But it just wasn't the same. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.